This is a special edition of The Berry Pod, recorded on Monday, the 7th of August, 2023. What was recorded was a live on the air conversation during the Wine Country Live morning show on The Vine between myself and Kara May, co-hosting with me on that particular program. And the topic was drag panic, as some have called it. Members of the Napa community who are upset about the fact that there will be a drag show at the Napa Town and Country Fair this week. The opinions expressed here, of course, are my own, and Kara May expressed her opinions as well. But the larger point is trying to understand why people are so upset about certain kinds of things like this. An innocuous costume show with music and some dancing, and that's really all that it is. So we talked about it live on the air that morning and decided that it was worthy of a pod episode. So here's that conversation as a special episode of The Berry Pod. It's Wine Country Live. It is Monday, the 7th of August, 2023. It's Napa Town and Country Fair Week. There's something happening this week at the fair that is generating a bit of controversy, at least for some people. I think the vast majority of people don't find this very controversial.
No.
But that something is a drag show.
Yes.
Okay. It's happening on Friday night, 7 o'clock, and there are some people here locally who are losing their minds because there's going to be a drag show at the fair.
Yes.
And according to what I've been told, they're getting, you know, angry phone calls and mean things being said. And then there are posts, particularly, I guess, on Nextdoor. I have not looked at Nextdoor,
but no.
A certain amount of content on there of the same variety.
Same nature.
Angry and mean. Of people who, for whatever reason, and this is what I am always curious to discover.
Yes.
What exactly is the big deal,
mm-hmm.
right? So let's discuss a little bit, if we can.
Sure.
You know, first of all, the concept of a person dressing in clothes that are typically the clothing of the other gender.
Yeah.
Right? This is not a new thing.
No.
Right?
Certainly not.
You have evidence of this being an entertainment going back to like the 1500s.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And as far as men dressing as women, that of course, they did that in the theaters of Greece in the ancient times and in Rome. It was largely because women weren't allowed to be actors, right?
Yes.
But there was always something titillating and funny about a man dressed as a woman, right? And that was played out as comedy
mm-hmm.
over and over and over for centuries, literally for centuries. And then from what I did a little reading on this last night, there developed a drag culture in Harlem
mm-hmm.
in the 20s when a lot of, you know, the jazz age, there was a lot of
mm-hmm.
discovering new freedom in that period of time. A lot of the drag performers then were black
mm-hmm.
in Harlem. And there also was the other side, women dressing as men.
Mm-hmm. Drag kings.
Right. So that was there are two things that kind of developed at least in this country, which you could call the modern mm-hmm. drag world, 100 years ago.
Oh, yes. Long time. So this is not new.
Not new.
Not
this
new.
This is not new. The question that comes to my mind every time people get all freaked out about drag shows is, do people not know the difference between a drag show and a strip club,
right.
for example?
I don't think so, actually.
Or even to take it to another step, drag club, strip club, sex club. These are not all the same thing.
No. They're not.
Is that so hard to understand?
No, it isn't. I think the main point is, and you were talking about this, is drag is performance and drag is art. And just like any type of content, there's different venues. And, you know, for example, if there's going to be adult content, whether it's jokes or whatever, then that would be in a place where, you know, like it was at the Blue Note, where it was, you know, a certain age up or folks had to be accompanied by adult. But it's just like movies, where you've got G-rated movies and you've got X-rated movies. And it's like where, you know, you have the variety of things to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
And people that are anti-drag, I think, are trying to equate it with something that it's not.
Exactly. That's the first problem.
Yeah.
Right. And you and I were talking off the air about this tendency of some people to think that everything they don't like is somehow sexual
right.
and is targeted at You know, this used to be the whole thing about gay people, lesbians are trying to coerce other people to join them.
Right.
Which has never been my experience. How about you? Yeah. It's not like, we're going to twist your arm until you become gay.
Mm-hmm.
Having been in theater since I was a teenager, I've been around a lot of gay men.
Mm-hmm.
For that eternal period of time, in all those years right in between, as well as just in normal everyday life. I've never one time had a gay man try to coerce me or convince me that I should be gay.
I'll tell you a timeshare in the gay... in Gay Town.
Have you heard about our gay vacation club? It just doesn't happen that way.
No, it doesn't.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so what are people afraid of is one of the questions I constantly end up asking myself.
Well, and really the you know, it comes down to drag is a form of expression and embracing, you know, who people are and who people want to be. And that's where it comes down to is there's certain people that's very uncomfortable for them, where it's like they have a very strict vision of what's, you know, how it should be, you know, gender roles and expression. And that's, you know, this is threatening that. And so saying that it's, you know, it's not an appropriate, you know, venue for kids because kids are going to be there. And it's like, well, then, you know, don't take your kids to that, the bandstand.
And I think
that's
really significant to point out. First of all, going to the fair is an optional activity.
Right.
No one is required to go.
Right.
If you don't want to, you don't have to.
Right.
Guess what? Secondly, when you go to the fair, you do not have to see everything that takes place.
Right.
Nobody's going to force you to go watch the drag show. A comparison might be if they had a band that was performing that had, say, lyrics or costuming mm-hmm. or subject matter in their songs that you didn't think was good for your kids.
Right.
You probably wouldn't take them to that.
Right. Right?
You'd take mm-hmm. them to see some other kind of music at the fair. So what is the big deal? What are people afraid of? That other people might enjoy something? Is that what they're afraid of? Is that what they're afraid of? And here's the other thing that's always so confusing and contradictory about this. Oftentimes, the people who are most angry about this kind of expression are the same people who are constantly harping on having their freedoms taken away.
Right, yeah.
But they don't mind at all attacking other people,
yes,
and trying to limit what freedom of expression they have.
Right.
Yeah. You know, can you not look at your own actions once in a while and say, gee, maybe I'm being a hypocrite here?
I don't think so. I don't think that's how that works.
You know, you can't wave the freedoms flag constantly and mm-hmm. then turn right around and try to suppress other people. Like I was saying on the show the other day, the answer to a lot of this is just leave other people alone. If you don't like what they're doing, walk away from it.
Right.
Go do what you want.
Go eat a corn dog.
Go eat a corn dog. Do what you want to do. You don't like the fact that there's a gay bar in your town? Don't go to it.
Right. Yeah.
That is also an optional activity.
Mm-hmm.
What is so hard about this? You know? Has no one figured out that the attempt to impose one set of quote-unquote morality
mm-hmm.
on everybody never works?
Clearly that message hasn't been received.
These are not all the thoughts I have on this topic. We'll discuss this some more, I think.
Well, I think, you know, and sometimes as this happens when a lot of people are trolls online and a lot of people kind of, you know, are keyboard warriors in terms of being, you know, anti something. And if anything, you know, it's helping raise awareness that there is a drag show this Friday at the Napa Fair, 7:00. So all you need to do is get a ticket and go enjoy it or not if you don't feel like it. But, you know, hey, there's going to be a lot of people there. It's going to be fun. You know, DJ Rotten Robbie is going to be playing music before and after. And mm-hmm. guess what?
And, you know, as is often the case, more people will be going to this show now than they would have otherwise.
Yeah, exactly. That's,
because
yes.
of this mm-hmm. negativity,
mm-hmm.
you know, to make a statement.
The clutching of the pearls.
Yeah. And I'll say as a final thought on it right now, I'm not, I go to lots of different kinds of theater and performance. I'm interested in all kinds of theater and performance. I'm not a particular devotee of drag shows. I've never really been to one. I've been around, you know, where there were drag performers. One of the shows I saw on Broadway was Kinky Boots, which is essentially a drag show.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal,
mm-hmm.
unbelievably exciting, fun show. It's just not, it's not something that I seek out, right?
Okay.
But I will be there Friday night.
All right.
I guarantee you that.
Barry Martin.
As a statement. And we all should think that way. Like, mm-hmm. the, like just take some time out. If you're going to the fair anyway, fill that place up.
That's right.
With positivity. Pretty simple. And that's a special episode of The Barry Pod, recorded Monday, August 7th, 2023. See you at the Napa Town and Country Fair.